Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Going into a bye week now, our focus going forward and what we can accomplish for the next 11 games and try to earn our way into the playoffs, which obviously, as pointed out last night, has not been done very often with the record we have, but we still believe we can do it. And really all the focus goes to really two things, the bye week and working through every aspect and issue that we can. Find every way we can be at our best going forward with the players we have. It's going to be good to get players back. And then how we organize ourselves and craft our schemes, and then also how we work on them for the next 2 days in training camp or in the bye week. Like, I guess you treat it like a training camp maybe, but in the bye week to build those things into our offense, defense, and special teams, and then focus on the Bears game, you know, and being the best team we can be to win that game.
Somber Harbs on Monday talking about the plan moving forward, and obviously he's leaning in to Lamar Jackson returning for that Bears game. But what about this team, which sits at 1-5 right now, and as we sit here in the bye week, they don't play until a week from Sunday. What about this team gives you hope beyond Lamar as we prepare a week from Sunday to play the Chicago Bears?
Not a lot, because I think we've documented the hallmarks of Ravens under duress teams in the past, that those signs of life haven't showed up yet. And their season's been in crisis for a minute now. This didn't just happen. It didn't fall from the sky. Things have been trending in a terrible direction for a while now. And there have been too few individuals, coaching, personnel, and player who've been able to step up and bucket. And I think they know they're not who the media thought they were. I think that they know they're not who the sports books, you know, and all the odds makers thought they were. I think they're acutely aware that their reality is far different than what most would have prognosticated for them 2 months ago. And I think that shows up in critical moments. That shows up in guys that they really count on. Not fringy guys, not Mike Green not doing enough, or Malachi Starks looking like a rookie. Derrick Henry pissing games away by fumbling the ball on first down. Zay Flowers pissing away a chance to get back in game by fumbling, not being mentally focused, probably not fighting hard enough to keep somebody else from getting the ball before you do. As you reflect on 6 weeks of this, what really stands out for me is Lamar freaking out on the sidelines, Derrick Henry freaking out on the sidelines, Harbaugh looking like he got run over by a train on the sidelines. Like, I don't think you see that that passion, emotion, that belief that you would see in offensive and defensive huddles before game started. I just don't think they buy their own hype. And I think the hype train is is done, is broken down. It's not getting started back up. And I think they know how bleak this is. And I frankly don't think it's going to bring out the best in them. And I know you've talked a lot, Gigi, about them being last year's Bengals, which, I mean, that was pretty hollow anyway. But, like, I don't think it's that. Like, I think there's a real good chance.
I just said that's the ceiling.
Right. But I'm not buying the ceiling. I think there's a real good chance they're 1-6. And then they play a Thursday night game against a team that might have a new coach. And while I don't know that they lose that one, it might be a bit of a struggle. And then you've got 10 days off again. And I think you're going to see infighting and backbiting and stuff being leaked in the media before the deadline. Like, I think it's going to, frankly, I think it's got a chance to be disgraceful.
I think you'll find out a lot after that Bears game, because if they lost that game and they fall to 1-6, then you're looking at a team that's picking in the top 10, and it's going to be their highest draft pick that they've had since Ronnie Stanley, going back to the 2016 draft. But if you come out, you get a win, and then you face another winnable opponent against Miami, you start to stack back-to-back wins, okay, maybe you can talk a little bit there. But in terms of hope outside of Lamar Jackson, there's not much. I mean, I'm grasping at straws here, but just going from the game against the Rams, did this rushing attack get back on track? Did those zone stretch runs that they went away from after the Buffalo game, which they leaned into heavily against LA, are you going to lean into that more? And then Lamar Jackson coming back, and you're facing the two of the worst rushing defenses in football in back-to-back weeks following the bye week. Can the rushing attack get back on track? That way you can win time of possession. And defensively, was it more the Rams being just so off in that game against them, or did they figure out something? Did bringing in Alohi Gilman and moving up Kyle Hamilton into the box, did you unlock something there? I think we'll find that out against Chicago, but it's bleak, man. There's no escaping it. You're 1-5. Four teams have made the playoffs after starting 1-5. The odds are not in your favor by a mile.
So if I'm going to answer the question, everything offensively, unfortunately, is Lamar related. Like, I feel a little better about the run game because of what I saw on Sunday, and Lamar's addition to the lineup should help the run game. Beyond that, and the receivers, maybe they get unlocked a little more because you have a competent quarterback, which frankly they haven't had the last 2 weeks. Defensively, and again, I'm grading on a curve here. Mike Green and Malachi Starks having an opportunity to breathe here at the bye week should be good for them. Maybe we start seeing them play better football. The Alohi Gilman safety, getting Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage. While he wasn't a playmaker, he was making plays at the line of scrimmage. So that's a slight improvement. Beyond that, I got nothing. Tyler Loop? Looks like a legit kicker. Yeah. Like that they look like they found something there. So yeah, like that, if they play a close game, do I feel confident he can win it? I do. Beyond that, Bill Parcells once said, you are who your record says you are. They're 1-5 for a reason. They're not good. So I wish I had more answers here. You know, Nnamdi Matabike ain't running back through that building to like, so that
maybe never again.
Yeah. So like that's where they are.
Yeah. They're a bad team. Maybe they've hit rock bottom. Maybe they haven't. I'm with this much football left to play. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the ugly scenes we've seen during games, after games, especially home games, empty stadium in the site by halftime. I think there's more of that to come.
Ravens, I think they're on the practice field today, but no media avail. And then they're on their bye. A lot of coaches talked yesterday, painting a very rosy picture about where they are as they go into the bye week. We'll hear from them throughout the rest of the week. But guest-wise, on today's Wednesday show, we'll talk college football best bets. Get Tim Murray's thoughts on the landscape of college football. He's from VC, Georgia's at 3:30. And Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network. Does she think the Ravens can be fixed? We'll ask her at 5. And Ryan Ripken, hey, the Orioles interviewed a manager. We'll get his thoughts on that. And the playoffs at 5:30.
Yeah. we've got, obviously, a big division game. At least it's big for the Steelers. coming up tomorrow. We will continue to look at that. That's going to have obvious, potentially huge ramifications for whatever degree of hope you may or may not think that the Ravens have. Look a little bit at the MLB playoffs. And look, Cynthia's been an ultimate Ravens true believer.
So yeah.
While I don't think she's going to waver or crack much here publicly, I'm interested to find out.
Coming up next, though, one of the coaches that spoke yesterday, and it was coordinators and assistant coaches. It's the only time during the regular season that any coaches other than coordinators speak. So we'll start hearing from some of them this week. Chuck Smith, pass rush specialist, pass rushing coach. It has not been a good year for the pass rush. What's Chuck Smith have to say as they enter the bye week? We'll hear from him next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next here on The Fan.
Well, I think it all is connected. You know, when you look at how a defense works, they work together. And when you look at the run, you look at the rush, I mean, they work together. I think it's safe to say, yeah, it works that way. I mean, if you can't stop the run, you don't get a chance to rush the passer. We always hear that cliche, if you don't stop the run, you don't get the privilege to rush the passer. And for the most part, when you look at the bigger picture, you know, that's kind of shown up. But, you know, but it's been, the pass has also affected the run too. So it all works together, man. You know what I'm saying? So if we don't get the quarterback, guess what we're going to get? A lot of run, because they're going to be running the clock out. So, you know, but that's kind of just.
Chuck Smith, pass rushing guru, had very nice returns years one and two. The Ravens led the league in sacks 2 years ago and were second in the league in sacks last year. Right now they have 8 sacks as a team. Nnamdi Madubuike is still tied for the team lead in sacks with 2. He's tied with Tavius Robinson, who will be out 6 to 8 weeks. So he's talking about, well, they can't stop the run, so they can't get sacks. Well, there's been many opportunities where quarterbacks are sitting back there and they're not even being harassed. So there were opportunities to get sacks. They just can't get there.
They don't have pass rushers on their roster. They refuse to prioritize obtaining pass rushers, and they also suck at evaluating pass rushers. That's you want to ensure that your roster will always, and roster. You want to ensure that your roster, the greatest roster in the world you put together, you want to continue to ensure that it doesn't go as far in January as you and everybody else think it will. keep building it bereft of any individuals, except for Matabike, who truly have upper level pass rush in their repertoire, in their resume, anywhere. It's a flaw. It's a huge flaw in roster construction, and it's had everything to do with the playoff shortcomings. And we, again, we can play with numbers all we want. You can talk about sack totals but when you drill down on pressure rates, pressure rates don't matter when we're getting sacks. And then when we're not getting sacks, but we like our pressure. Well, guess what? You get nothing now. You're bottom, you're dregs of the league in pressure rate. You're dregs in the league in sack rate, and nobody's doubling anybody because they don't have to.
Nobody's chipping at all. Man.
And even, you know, the successes under Chuck Smith. Okay, Clowney had his best season here. A 35-year-old had his best
season. Van Noy's had his two best seasons. But
like, you know, Matabike was a thing going back 3 years now.
He had his breakout. He had his best year 2 years ago with Chuck Smith, to be fair.
And he was also, they made a big deal at the time. He was going to Chuck Smith's camp before they hired Chuck. Yes.
I would say he was on a pretty good trajectory.
Sure.
They were already whispering to Peter King before Chuck Smith got here that he's a defensive player of the year candidate.
Sure, yeah, but he hasn't realized that.
But
okay.
We know about them and their whispers.
I'll give him Chuck Smith. Yeah. I mean, you want to give him Matabike? Give him Matabike. Yeah. But the rest of it is I mean, we've heard this guy. We played the clips yesterday. What he said about Oway and what he said about Ajabo and what he said about Tavius Robinson. Like, dude, they're giving you an S sandwich. Stop telling me it's filet mignon. We all know it's not filet mignon, and you nor anybody else, no matter who they're getting to cook this up, isn't going to make that look like filet mignon on Sunday or Monday or Thursday. So
you don't eat filet mignon anymore.
I don't.
Yeah. I do like filet mignon.
It's he can't do anything with this.
Well, I think that's kind of part of it, right? Where Chuck Smith, in terms of young pass rushers, he gets Nnamdi Matabike, but outside of that, there really hasn't been that success story. Now, there's been premium picks, using air quotes, with Oway was a first-round pick, Ajabo a second-round pick, and now Mike Green, but are those really guys? Are those guys that Chuck Smith can mold? They need to put premium on finding a dude at edge this offseason and moving forward. Edge rushers, pass rush, sacks, pressures, that turns into turnovers. And you mentioned why they come up short in the postseason. They don't force any turnovers. This defense doesn't get any takeaways in January. And now they just don't get any takeaways in general.
Well, you just mentioned Mike Green. Well, Chuck Smith talks about Mike Green showing some encouraging signs, but also needs time.
I think the thing about Mike Green, one thing when you look at Mike, first thing, I'm proud of Mike. Mike's not like the normal rookie of a lot of the guys who came out in these first couple of rounds. Mike's a starter. Mike's playing big boy ball. You know, he's playing first and 10. He's playing against, you know, teams, obviously the five teams we've played that are playoff teams. So he's transitioned them. So Mike will play first two downs, then he's in on third down. And so on the run, I think Mike has really answered the bell. And a lot of people talked about Mike's inability, you know, to stop the run. Mike Green is a raven. Mike Green is, you look at some of the film from this past weekend, Mike Green is putting hands on guys, you know, and it's a fight and he's learning. And when it comes to the rush, when you look at the big picture, man, it takes time a lot of times. You know what I mean? It's just like we talked about the things that have been our challenge. Mike's a part of that as far as from the standpoint it affects everyone. But I think Mike Green is going to continue to work hard. He gets after it. He takes coaching. And I think his time will come. You know, and the other guys will too. We'll continue to keep working. He's working on his different techniques and understanding protections, all the things that goes into being a good rusher as well as a complete player. And right now, Mike, you know, right now he's doing really well on the run, and he's continued to work hard and develop as a pass rusher. And those, his days will come, his sacks will come, and at the end of the year, you know, we'll be happy.
Jason, I want to start with what he started with, because we don't agree on everything. But the reason Mike Green's playing every down is because of the roster they built, and they don't have veteran. Like, we talked in the preseason, like, Mike Green should be a guy that gets his feet wet on pure passing downs, comes in, gets comfortable, and then becomes an every down guy. But because they don't have anything, he's playing every down.
Yeah, it's not because he's lighting the world on fire. And it's not fair to the kid. The kid's being put in an untenable situation because of the roster they built. No, he's playing the run because somebody, because Ajabo can't move. Mm. Like, he's playing the run because Urban beat up again. He's playing the run because Van Noy missed a bunch of time. He's playing the run because in order to try to unlock the one guy who maybe could be a playmaker for them on the back end, they had to go get another safety. So they gave up a guy who got 10 sacks for them to get a free safety who's, let's be real, he ain't a difference maker.
Not right now, he ain't.
But he can play in the league. But that's where they are as a roster. And so do I think Mike Green could be a success story for them as a pass rusher? I do. Do I think this is the greatest thing in the world for his development? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe throwing him in the deep end over time will prove to be that. At the very least, they're learning about Mike Green. They're finding out about Mike Green. And they better, and we'll get to this in my six-pack, they better lean into learning a lot about recent second, third, and fourth round draft picks. Because we already know you got a boatload of holes to fill this offseason. You better figure out who's capable of at least holding a paddle.
It's just, it goes back to the roster, like you were saying, Ken. Ideally, you wouldn't have him out there all the time and have all of these expectations on him. But with how the roster was built, Mike Green needs to produce. That's just the it might be unrealistic for this point of his career, but that was how the roster was built, where a second-round pick, you have to come in and be an immediate impact.
There is no way that they drew it up where Mike Green was an every-down player at the start of the season. Like, that doesn't make sense. It like, you got a kid.
Well, they didn't draw it up that way because they're fools. Yeah. I begged them to sign a pass rusher forever.
That was their only addition to the edge.
Well, yeah.
So it's
But they said, well, you know, we a job.
Is football a collision, concussion, violence sport?
It is.
Is
no.
Kyle Van Noy 36 years old?
He is.
Were they going to pay Owe to stay around here beyond this year? Just exactly. They set it up exactly for Mike Green to be Ajabo being Ajabo and Van Noy being a 36-year-old who gets hurt away from having to play every down. No, that's exactly how they built it.
But they would tell you that they were going to get quality out of Ajabo finally, and they were going to get...
And they would base that on what? Because I saw him this summer.
And Owe gave him 10 sacks a year ago.
I told you he's not a pass rusher when he's fumbled into 10
sacks. I'm telling you they're wrong.
And they knew he's not a pass rusher, or they would have paid him as a pass rusher.
We're sort of saying the same thing here, but they were living on pipe dreams, and that's how Mike Green wasn't going to play every down. And none of that stuff worked out, is what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, where they clearly operated on best case scenario.
Yes.
Van Noy staying healthy.
I think it's not really any of that. Sack. I think it's that they think they're so smart that they can scheme it up and that all their playmakers on the back end
are
going to shine.
Best case scenario.
And now those guys are mostly just guys.
Yeah.
And you got literally nothing up front, and you've been compromised by injury, and your one true blue chipper, Madubuike, might never play for you again. Your one true success story might be done. And guess what? Now your season's done too. Wear your sunglasses, Holmes. You look great in them.
I think Kyle Hamilton's a blue chipper.
I think he's not. I'm talking about blue chipper up front, pass rusher.
Okay. Coming up next, we get to the rest of the NFL league at large, and we'll hear from Ben Johnson on his quarterback, Caleb Williams. Remember, he comes to town a week from Sunday. And what the heck is going on in Miami? Tua Tagovailoa talks about the lack of leadership in that locker room. It's league at large next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here on the Fan.
You know, Caleb obviously felt highly about him, you know, part of the reason why I wanted to come here, you know, and I haven't been disappointed with him whatsoever. He continues to get better, elite arm strength, the ability to extend plays.
That's Ben Johnson after the Bears won their third straight game, beating the Commanders 25-24. You know, Caleb Williams has thrown for over 200 yards and a touchdown in every game this year. And he's starting to look like a legitimate NFL quarterback, and keeping the turnovers to a minimum. Only two picks this season, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks. And he's mobile. Well, you don't need to be mobile against the Ravens, but you can run for yardage when there's nothing out there on those rare occasions when they got guys covered. But I think he's a scary proposition coming in here a week from Sunday.
Yeah, no, they're not going to hear idiots talking about him as a bust anymore. He finally, for the first time in his career, and look, it's only been a couple years, but he's got actual infrastructure. He's got a coaching staff that's invested in him. That knows what it's doing. And I'm not just talking about an overmatched idiot head coach. I'm talking about quarterback coach. I'm talking about play caller, coordinator, head coach. He does have weapons around him a lot. We all thought he had weapons around him last year, but the offensive line was still a problem. They didn't have run game schematics and philosophies that would allow him to succeed. You could kind of just tee off on him. There wasn't a lot of pre-snap motion. It was a rudimentary offense. No longer. And now they're scheming some run game as well. And it's traditional run game, and it's also some sort of eye candy and different things they do outside the tackles that are pretty interesting and keep you on your toes. No, this kid, that there's elite size, speed, strength, arm strength combination there. He's also tough. I know people wanted to freak out because he, whatever, wore...
fingernail
polish. Yeah, pink nail polish. Yeah,
watch some of the hits he took from Frankie Louvo and some of those guys just in this past game. Nah, man, this kid is a gamer. And he's building up a head of steam. And, like, he's got a real thing going with Roma Dunze, but that didn't happen last week. They took that away, and guess what? He still won the game, and he won on the road. If you wanted to really look at him, and it's true of a lot of young quarterbacks, you'd say, it's one thing at home, it's another on the road. And it's a wagon right now at home. And on the road, it is a little bit more of a struggle. But if he turns Swift into just even a bastardized version of what Gibbs was for that offense in Detroit, look out. And by he, I mean Ben Johnson.
I've been really impressed with how this team handled the early season adversity, because you can go back to last year when they lost on that Hail Mary against the Commanders. Their season torpedoed
Cratered.
Out of control.
It's Eberflus.
But the first two games of the season, remember, Detroit slapped them around.
Second half at home, opening day. It was ugly.
Yeah, it was a gut punch loss opening day. But 52-21 at Detroit, your season's 0-2, and you're wondering, oh my gosh, here we go again with the Bears. Did we overvalue them again? And I know it hasn't been murderer's row over this three-game winning streak, but to pull back with above
it's a pretty good win in Washington. Daniels in prime time at home?
Yes, that is a good win, but Dallas and the Raiders. But you'll take it, man. And Caleb Williams and that offense has been playing really well.
Speaking of that offense, imagine if they took Tyler Warren over Colston Loveland.
Look, they're home this weekend. I think they're going to do work, and they're going to come in here a confident, young team on a roll who's buying what their head coach is selling. We're all not sure that people are buying in that locker. We know the fan base isn't.
Yeah.
What Harbs is selling. So I think that's going to be a real test.
Yeah. Now, they look like they're moving in the right direction. A team moving in the opposite direction are the Miami Dolphins. That's a mess. They sit at 1-5, and Tua Tagovailoa talks about the lack of leadership.
Well, I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys, and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meeting. Like, there's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up, and it starts with the little things like that.
To be clear, you're saying some players were late or missed?
Late, yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Interesting, like, what's he do?
He's a rat.
He's outing guys.
Look, but it's a self-own. Dude, you're the quarterback. You're making $50 million a year. You're supposed to be the leader.
But so he's kind of saying to me, I'm above the fray, and I'm goody two-shoes, and I'm trying to do everything right here, and they're not responding to me, so this is what you get on Sunday.
I guess, but I still think it's him saying that is just an indictment on himself.
Yeah, that's a weird.
That like locker room's been bad forever, and now you can't look. And Tyreek Hill was a big part of it.
Yeah,
but you can't blame him for any of this. He's been hurt for a couple weeks now, and the quarterback is still putting his foot in the mouth. Quarterback still, you know, not willing to push the ball downfield. Like, I mean, look, a lot of people think the quarterback after the latest concussion that maybe should have been it. So, like, there's a lot of underlying stuff there. But to be like, doesn't he come off like the tattletale?
Yeah,
like,
well, I was going to ask you, what is the locker room reaction when he walks back in there after he's saying that guys aren't showing up to meetings?
Well, I'm blanking on the player's name, but there was a press conference the other day of someone coming out, and he was asked about Tua's comments, and yeah, it should be in-house. That doesn't need to be out in the public.
Yeah, this goes beyond the coach, and the coach is terrible. And by the time the Ravens play them, the coach might be gone. Like, if they lose to the Browns this week, and then you've got two games in 5 days, like, I think this is it for McDaniel. Like, if Dylan
cool
Gabriel
pants,
beats them, I think that's the end. So we won't be getting McDaniel. But what I'm guess I'm saying is that they've
be
become
Weaver.
So warped that, like, Stephen Ross is going to have to figure out, am I bringing people in here to try to fix Tua, or am I willing to take pennies on the dollar to get Tua out of here and start all over? And the correct answer is, because he's a multi-billionaire, the correct answer is, I need to clear the deck and completely start over. Because, like,
he might have to eat some of that contract.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Pennies on the dollar. No, Tua's a $25 million to $30 million quarterback. They're paying him $60. He's going to have to eat a lot to get rid of him. But, like, that's the correct answer. Because it's not, you don't come back from this.
Yeah, he's lost. The locker room sucks. He's lost that locker room.
And just changing the locker room and putting him around a bunch of other young guys, I don't. And no real head coach is going to want to come in there and fix that. They're going to say, you weed all this out. And then I'll come in.
Well, if you're in Miami, just burn it to the ground right now. You should be selling everything that is not nailed down.
And they will.
And I'm sure they will, but you got to just completely.
But I don't think they're trading the quarterback in the next 3
weeks. No.
But they better be willing to go to the combine and say, we'll eat half this thing. Just and give us whatever. He's yours.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, kind of continuing off yesterday's discussion during TMI, where we're asking who the heck is better this year than they were last year, and we came up with Jordan Stout. But who do you think will have a bounce back after the bye week? And heck, if you want to weigh in, 410-583-1057. Who are you expecting to bounce back in a big way after the bye for the Ravens? That's next on The Fan.
T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
It's been a rough go of it for the Ravens and their 53-man roster.
Yeah.
As we are in the bye week, Ravens are 1-5. We did TMI yesterday. Who the heck is better this year than last year?
Outside Nobody.
Outside of Jordan Stout, it's hard to really come up with a name.
We got Nick Moore, didn't we?
That's true. Yeah, you did throw
in
Nick Moore.
Yeah.
So asking the question today, 410-583-1057, who has a strong bounce back following the bye week in store for the Ravens? 410-583-1057. I think the obvious, outside of Lamar Jackson, of course, I think the obvious player for me, and someone that they desperately, desperately need to have a bounce back, it's got to be Kyle Hamilton, guys. And now you're getting
paid.
He's
on my list.
He's on my list.
You completely reset the safety market prior to the season. We got to start seeing a playmaker. We got to start seeing the guy that we saw in 2023. I mean, 13 passes defense, 4 interceptions, 3 sacks, 10 tackles for a loss. We need to see that guy. It is very clear, just hearing from Zach Orr, Chuck Pagano yesterday, raving about the addition of Alohi Gilman and how that really frees up Kyle Hamilton. And we didn't see him deep safety, one snap against the Rams. That's going to be something that they're going to lean into after the bye.
Somebody in this room brought up the idea before the season started of a defensive back leading this team in sacks, and everybody laughed at me.
Well, yes. You said Marlon Humphrey,
yeah,
and
you
that's
did.
Why I
okay.
laughed.
Yeah. Well, because there are only two people on this team who blitz back there.
Marlon doesn't get sacks. That's why I was saying.
Yeah.
There's two, well, they. What's his face from Pittsburgh's not here anymore. The designated
Mollett.
He's been gone.
He's in Detroit.
Yeah. Mollett. Yeah.
And when so the guy who replaced him when he left doing it was Marlon. So I brought up Marlon and I brought up Hamilton.
Yeah.
And people laughed.
Well, you brought up Marlon.
You laughed at Marlon.
If we want to go revisionist, we laughed at Marlon.
Well, anybody other than Wiggins, you shouldn't laugh at.
Yeah.
Because they're all in play, and nobody on this team can rush the passer. To my larger macro level point. So, what do you think about that prospect now? Because, like I
Hamilton,
said then, I didn't say Marlon would have 10. I said five to eight could lead this team in sacks.
I don't think he has 5 sacks in his career. That's why I was laughing. Could Kyle Hamilton in this new role?
Besides Van Noy, who has 5 career sacks on this roster? Healthy. Does Jones? He's probably right around there.
Tavius? Well, he's not healthy.
He's not healthy.
He's not healthy, Bon.
Anywho. I'd have to think.
Just food for thought.
No, I think Hamilton... Definitely after the bye week.
Because I was told that was poppycock. Oh, ha, ha, ha.
We said Marlon.
You're relitigating your revisionist.
What a fool. What a fool he is.
We said Marlon.
It was Marlon.
Marlon was poppycock.
The same guy who all summer long, every time we brought somebody on the show, said, what do you think about, don't you think they need to sign a pass rusher?
I am tickled by the steamrolling of the actual fact.
I apologize. Marlon has 6 career sacks.
Yeah, very nice.
In 9 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 9 years.
So he's due.
I guess you could say he's stupid. You know, he's been banged up as well, too. Another guy, and granted, the bar is so low because he just hasn't looked right at all, is Isaiah Likely. And
he's on my list, Bone.
We think the possibility of Mark Andrews being shipped out by the trade deadline, that's only going to give Likely more opportunities. And this is someone in a contract year. He's got to show up down the stretch. And you just hope this bye week, that can kind of get him going. And
reset.
Going up as a reset, because he just hasn't looked right at all.
Maybe get Andrews out of his way.
Yeah.
Maybe clear that deadwood.
That's going to come up in my 6-pack.
Yeah.
That's a possibility as well. And the other guy on my list, Derrick Henry. These first 2 games out of the bye week are going to be telling. Because Bears, 31st in yards per carry allowed. Dolphins, 30th in yards per carry allowed. So Henry coming off that game against a really solid Rams rush defense with no Lamar Jackson. I think Henry should be much better than he was
in the first six games.
I got one for you because I saw it last year. Roger Rosengarten, where you at?
I was thinking about him as well.
That's a guy, and you can tell me, well, neither Garrett or Watt were 100% last year, but I'll take 70% of Garrett and Watt over most of the guys in this league, and he held his own against both those guys a year ago. So, like, I could see him having a bounce back after the bye.
Yeah, I have Hamilton likely, and then I put Zay, who was lighting it up with Lamar before Lamar got hurt. Like, you look at Zay with Lamar, and then Zay these last couple weeks, he seemed kind of lost, a little bit adrift, maybe not as focused. So I think, you know, it's quite possible we look back on that Rams game as more of an outlier than something to come.
I also put the first two rookies. Like, I expect them to play better, like Green and Starks after the bye. But, like, how much better? We'll see. But I expect better football out of them.
Let's grab one quick call before we step out. Mason is in Baltimore. Mason, you're on the fan.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, what's going on, Mason?
Man, y'all hit the nail right on the head with everything. But I'll give you another one. So I had Zay because, you know, down on volume with Lamar. Mm-hmm. And he really thrives off of unscripted plays, like when Lamar's out there scrambling, rolling to the right, Zay's getting open. The second one I'll give you is Trenton Simpson. He's getting some more
attention. That's a good one.
Roquan, they said he may be back for the Bears, but, you know, he's a 30-year-old linebacker, hasn't really been playing well. Give him an extra week. I mean, what's going to happen? Somebody score 50 points on us? It doesn't matter. So I'll go with Zay, and I'll go Trenton Simpson and our offensive line. I need them to do better. I don't hope it. We need that. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. I'll give you a little outside the box. I'll go a little Jason Lockenfour outside the box. What if Trenton Simpson leads this team in sacks? He's got a sack and a half now.
You could. All right. That's spicy.
Yeah.
That was one of his better games that we've seen him play over the weekend.
Let him do what he can do.
He's very good at running forward.
He is very good at running forward.
Yeah, and he's fast. Hey, coming up next, you mentioned Derrick Henry as a possibility. What about this team in short yardage? What the heck has happened to this team in short yardage situations? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.